There's many shtiklach here in the parasha that talk about chazayin and the inyan of Tisha B'Av, but there's such an important yesod over here that helps us understand the entire sefer and how to read and how to learn sefer Dvarim. If we had more time, we would really go into it. Befrat, there's an Abarbanel, and there's a Ramban, and there's Maharals. It's a very big yesod that he touches upon. So I felt that that it's important that we begin sefer Dvarim with this, which is a real hakdamah to sefer Dvarim. So the Tanchuma begins the parasha by saying, by praising Rabbeinu Shlom and saying that all of the Nisim, all of the wondrous things that the Rabbeinu Shlom did for us when we were in the Midbar, in the desert, so kach osir lasis lahem bitzin. Hashem Baruch is going to do all of these wondrous things for us in the days of Mashiach, Betzion, in Yerushalayim. In Midbar Ksiv, and he begins, and how do we know this? Where is this hekish to make this connection between all that took place in the past when we were in the Midbar, Betzayisim in Mitzrayim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, repeat, and is going to do things, Kimei Tzeis Chomei HaShasam, I ran in the floor, is Betzion, when Mashiach comes. So the Medrash learns it out from the Hekesh of this term, where it says, "Bamidbar Ksiv Eila Hadvarim." It says that the Baruch Shalom begins this Sefer of Chumash, having taken us out of Mitzrayim, with the words Eila Hadvarim, Ubetzion Ksiv, and we find the same lashon being used when it says, "Osim Mechayshach Lefneim Laor, or Machshach Lefneim Laor, Umeakoshim Lemishar." It says in Pasuk that Hashem is going to transform the darkness into light, and He's going to take all that is crooked, all that is corrupt, that's crooked, and all that's going to be made in Lemishor, is going to be straightened. Eila hadvarim. No, the same lashon when it talks about Mashiach Tzai, it says Eila hadvarim asisim v'loy azavtim. I will do these things, and I will not v'loy azavtim. I will not forsake them. So from here, Chazal learn that to say that Eila Hadvarim that the Baruch Shalom did for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim in the Midbar, so Eila Hadvarim is going to be with Mashiach. He's going to do by Betzion with Yerushalayim. That's what it says in Tanchum in the Medrash. Ve'achakach, and afterwards, Choshev Sharp Sukim Shnember Midbar Betzion. Then there's a whole long list there in the Medrash that makes comparisons between things that the Baruch Shalom did for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim in the Midbar, and that the Nevuahs that show things that He's going to do for us, and Mitzvah Shem, when He takes us out of Golus and brings us back to Yerushalayim. The Ikar Shaych is the Parsha Zuhu Pasuk Eil HaDvar. But the entire thing began with the words Eil HaDvar. Now that's the Hekish. Eil HaDvar tells us that the experience of the Midbar and the experience of Geula, of redemption, are one and the same, are resembling one the other. Vitzarech Lahavin. So the Reb Tzadik asks, we have to understand the Eil Hadvarim the Parashah Zuhu Koy Al Moshe Shu Diba. The words Eil Hadvarim are telling us that these are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. It's talking about what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ubetzion, when it says Eil Hadvarim Asisim, right? V'lo Yazavtim. Who's talking? It's Koy Al Hashem Yisbarach. The Rebbeinu Shalom is talking. Umahu Adimyon Zeh L'Zeh. Eil HaDvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu talking, and Eil HaDvarim by Geula, by Tzion, that's talking about the Baruch Shalom talking. So he says here a very big yesod. Listen carefully. He says, Ve'inyan de'Eil HaDvarim, the parasha zu koilel shnei inyonim. So the Kohen says that this parasha of Eil HaDvarim, that begins with Eil HaDvarim, is including in it two different inyonim that are connected. Echad, Shehei Mishneh Torah. Sefer Dvarim, which begins with Eil HaDvarim, is different from the other four Chumashim, because Sefer Dvarim is Mishneh Torah. V'hu Hascholas HaTorah Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Here, for the first time, we hear Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, right, on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu is not just Vaydaber Shem Moshe Laimer, but the Nusach of all of the first four Chumashim is Vaydaber Shem Moshe Laimer. Over here we find, in beginning with Sefer Dvar, Moshe Rabbeinu begins to have what appears to be an independent personality. He's someone that's talking, it appears to be, on it, V'eschan el Hashem, V'eseh Hilaymer, Right? He's speaking, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking as Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, Shehu b'chinas Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, Sefer Dvarim is that last Sefer is the of course it's still Torah Shebachsav. But as the Maral explains, Keseder, that whenever you're moving from one darga to another darga, there's an emtsoi, there's a bridge that's connecting those two worlds, right? And the bridge always has some of the qualities of A and some of the qualities of B, yeah? Because it's the kesher, it's the gesher between Aleph and Beis, A and B. And therefore, it shares some of the qualities of those two elements. Therefore, the Maral explains Keseder, that Sefer Dvarim, even though it's the last one of Chamishi Chumshe Torah, nevertheless, it's the beginning, it's the bridge that's moving towards that new world that's called Torah Shebaal Peh. Therefore, huh? Right, no. Right, it's not, we're talking about from that person who was Makabal the Torah Misinai, as opposed to Shebaal Peh and Echanami. It's not, you're right, it's not a chronological. It's the person. It's the person. Moshe Rabbeinu is, even though Moshe Rabbeinu of course received everything, but Moshe Rabbeinu is that one who was the Mekabel HaTorah Min HaShemayim. He received Torah Min HaShemayim. Therefore, Be'etzem, Moshe Rabbeinu in all of this form is always the embodiment of Torah Shebachsav. Then he, of course he taught the Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no question about it. But he himself is that link from Shemayim to Eretz, as opposed to the Chachmei Torah Shebaal Peh, who their avoid is from Eretz to Shemayim. Their avoid is in this world. So therefore, Yeshua, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, then all the halachas were forgotten, and Yeshua and so on. That's the beginning of retrieving the halachas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That's the retrieving of the halachas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is a heftza of Torah Shebachsav, Termina Shemayim. And his Talmidim, Yeshua and so on, That would be the beginning of the Messiah, of the Ishtaushlus of the Messiah of Torah Shebaal Peh. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, received, but the giving over will begin with Messiah Yeshua and so on. So Sefer Dvarim is this kesher, is this gesher, this bridge that is linking together the Torah that was given, that's closer to the one, as the Maral says, closer to the Noisein, to the one who's giving the Torah. That's Bereishis Shemayim VeYikra V'Midbar. Sefer Dvarim is already the beginning of that world of the Mekabel. In other words, what's being revealed in Sefer Dvarim is now the Torah is leaving Hashem's hands. Imagine it'll have like a baton that's being passed. Until now, it was all the Rebbeinu Shlom's. It was completely in the Rebbeinu Shlom's hands. Sefer Dvarim is when the baton is being passed over to Knesset Yisrael. Therefore, the Maral explains, and he's going to allude to this in a moment. Therefore, we find very remarkable differences between the Luchais in Seder Parshas Yisrael and the Luchais in Parshas Vayeschanan. Lamoshel, we don't have time to get into this. The Maral talks about Ba'arichas in the first Yisrael. Lamoshel, the reason for Shabbos in the Luchas in Yisrael, what's the reason that's given for Shabbos there in Kabbalah Satayra? So there, there it's because of what? Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shabbos is the Ma'aseh Bereishis, Sheishis Yom and so on, right? In Yisrael. Masha'ena Kain in Parshas Veschan, what's the reason it's given the rationale for Shabbos? Ki avodam ha'yisam, because you were in Mitzrayim, right? And the Bereishim took you out of Mitzrayim, yeah? So the Maral says, it's the Dovah Poshet. Since Sefer Shmoyis is Karv Lahanoisein, in other words, it's more part of the Baruch Shalom Kivyachol, part of his perspective. Therefore, it's talking about Briyas HaOlam, creation. Kashet Sivcha Hashem Elokecha. Masha'ena Kein, the Luchas that are in Seder Dvarim, in Veschanan, which is Karv LaHamakabel, the Maral says, it's already Otot, it's already in the Makabel's hands. The Baruch Shalom is now slowly pulling away and saying, Kinnaloch, you're going to be on your own. I mean, I'm here. But Torah Shebaal Peh is starting. Therefore, the reason for Shabbos is Karv LaHamakabel, which is, you remember, Yidden, you were Avodim in Mitzrayim. It's Karv LaHamakabel. In other words, it's from the perspective of mankind, as opposed from the Baruch Shalom's perspective. So Dvarim is the beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu relinquishing his hold on the Dvar Hashem. Because Torah Shebaal Peh means that the Chachmei HaDoros are going to tell us This is what the Devar, this is the Ratzon Hashem. Until now, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Kama Hashem, Moshe, we saw that last week in Matthias Masi, that the Moshe Rabbeinu is Misnabe B'loshen, what? Zehadov HaShetziv Hashem, right? Thus is this. From now on, there's going to be, after Moshe Rabbeinu begins a new Hanhag, of course there's Nach, Nevi'im Ksuvim, but it's not going to be the same Hanhag, and the Kohen is going to explain this also. Listen carefully. So he says, Mishnah Torah was Cholos Torah Shemal Shemayish Avinu Shul Bechinas Torah Shabal Peh Kamayish Amru Umayish Mepi Atzmai Amran. That the Gemara says that Dvarim is Moish Mepi Atzmai Amran. This causes a lot of problems to the Rishonim. What does that mean? Moish Mepi Atzmai Amran. You're not allowed to say that even one ice, one letter. The Ram says you're not Pikaris. You're a Kaifer if you say even one thing. Moish Avinu said on his own. Nevertheless, Chazal say that Sefer Dvarim is Moish Mepi Atzmai. Ukamayish Nema Hoyil Moish. It says in Parsha. Hoyel Moshe be'eris ha'tayr ha'zayis. Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Baruch Shalom's Torah, right? Mishnah Torah is Mishnah Torah. The Moshe Rabbeinu is Hoyel Moshe be'eris ha'tayr. He begins to explain the Torah. O'pirish Rashi, v'shivim loshen pirish alahem. He's making it understood to everyone. V'chein nidrash, and so we find the drushes of Chazal, that what? Chotzva amudeh ha'shiva, elu shivim yimei breishis. This pasuk of Chotzva amudeh ha'shiva, that speaks of there being seven pillars. So Chazal darshan in different ways. What are the seven pillars? So one drush is Elu Shivas Yimei Breishis, Gemara Sanhedrin. Hainu, which refers to the seven Midas, Shabbat Midas HaTachtonis, we were talking about last week, Kameshom Bezayah HaKadosh, or Midas Shviz, who connected Shabbos Malkisa. So we find the Chazal darshan that the seven pillars, the seventh pillar, meaning the 7 days of creation, Shabbos is the seventh. And we all know that Shabbos is what? Shabbos is Malchus. That's why we say, Boy Shabbos Malchus. The holy name of Shabbos is Malchus, right? And Malchus, we learned last week, is Malchus is Peh, Teresh, 2 weeks ago. Is Peh, is Teresh, Shabbal, Peh, and Pinchas. Is Teresh, Shabbal, Peh. Malchus means the Baruch Shalom making his Malchus known to this world. Therefore, Shabbos, which is the seventh day, we spoke about this also, is the meaning of that connection between the Baruch Shalom and this world, which is most profoundly revealed on Shabbos. Is Malchus is Torah Shabbat Peh Karina Law. V'chei Nidrish Chotzva Mudeh HaShiva Elu Shiva Sifrei Torah. Chazal also darshan that the seven pillars are referring to the seven Svarim of Chamisha Chum Shetan. Now you all know that how could there be seven Svarim, because Chazal tells us that's with Baloy Yisrael Vahim and Sayar and the parasha with the inverted nuns. So we know that there are seven Svarim of Torah. And Chazal say that these are the seven pillars. So he says, therefore, that this Shiva Sifrei Torah, V'Sefer Zehu Sefer Shvi, therefore Dvarim, of course, is the seventh Sefer, Kenegin Midas Malchus. So now we have a beautiful trilogy, right? So we have Shabbos, is the seventh. We have Teresh Baal Peh, is called the seventh. And we have that, Sefer Dvarim is the seventh of the Svarim. Well, Malchus is, he says, Keneged Midas HaMalchus, Malchus Peh, Teresh Baal Peh, V'zeh Ha'inyin Shenechtav V'Sefer Zeh Dibre Shniyos. Therefore, this is alluding to what we were talking about before, the morale. Therefore, we have in Sefer Dvarim, we have the Dibre Shniyos, the second set of the Aseres HaDibres. The Isa, Achshav, this is a very big base Alevi on this, that the Inyan of the second Luchas is a Bechin of Teresh Baal Peh. Which Chazal tells that the whole Teresh Baal Peh was darshan and is hinted at in the Aseres HaDibros, but not in the one in the Yisro. In the one in where? In Sefer Dvarim. And we understand why. Because Sefer Dvarim is the beginning of the transition from Torah Shabbat Chassav to Torah Shabbat Peh. It's the seventh Sefer. It's Shabbosdik. It's Malchusdik. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. Therefore, Chazal tells us, the coin brings down here, V'zinyin shenichta b'sefer zed dibros shniyos de'isa, it says about the second dibros, achshav shenitz ta'arta, now that you had tsar, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Klai Yisrael had tsar because of the Chet HaEgel and so on, and he nois nocha halachas medrash v'agodis, and it only says this about the second luchais. It doesn't say when the Baruch Shalom gave the first luchais, he gave it together with what? The whole Teresh Baal Peh, with medrash and agoda and everything. It doesn't say that. It says by the second luchais, as the Beis Halevi explains by Riches, this is the beginning of Teresh Baal Peh. The Beis Halevi's Torah is going in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is luchais shniyos, which is a day of Matan Torah, as the Gemara says at the end of Tannis. It's a day of Matan Torah. That's Yom Kippurim is a day of Matan Torah. It's Luchas Shniyos. and therefore there's a very big connection. We find the Svarim HaKadoshim between Yom Kippur and Torah Shebaal Peh. That's for a different time. But that's the meaning of the Luchas Shniyas. B'chulu. V'cheinu b'luchas ha-shniyim, ani noisim l'cha shiyehe b'hem ha-lochas. You have many, many chazals that say this. Hadohu d'chsi v'yagid l'cha, ki kiflaim l'sushiyah. Kiflaim l'sushiyah is talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, the Baruch Shalom says, these second luchas came as a result of Klai Yisrael's crying out and doing tshuva. The first luchas was a gift. That came in Hashemayim. Therefore, you understand that the first luchas is a b'chin of Torah Shebechsav. It means what? Torah min Hashemayim. But Klai Yisrael didn't have a chelik in the first luchas. That's found in Sefer Shemayis. That's the Baruch Shalom, milamala lamata, from above to below. The Baruch Shalom gave us, but it wasn't our Torah. He gave it to us as a matana. Mashiach came, the luchas shniyas, that came as a result of what? That came as a result of Klai Yisrael being tzibrochen, because of the chet egel, and begging and crying, and as a result of our tshuva. So then we were zoicha then finally, as a result of the tshuva, we were zoicha in the luchas shniyas. Therefore, the second luchas come not by the Baruch Shalom's initiative. That's the first luchas. The second luchas come by Klai Yisrael's initiative. Therefore, we understand that the first luchas primarily is a bechin of Torah Shebechsav, the Baruch Shalom's Torah, his initiative, which is also the first Beis Hamikdash, which is the time of Nevuah, which is the Baruch Shalom's initiative. Masha Enikain, the second luchas, which there we find all these chazals about Medrash and Agoda and Halacha, that's whose initiative? That's Klai Yisrael calling out and asking for the Torah, right? Being as a result of tshuva. In the middle of the second luchas is the b'chin of Torah Shebaal Peh, because Torah Shebaal Peh is from below to above, which is the second Beis Hamikdash. The second Beis Hamikdash was the tkufa of what? Not Nevuah, not the Baruch Shalom's Torah. The second Beis Hamikdash is the Havayis of Abayi and Rav, it's Rabbi Kiva, right? It's the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's man's Torah, man trying to understand the Baruch Shalom's Torah, right? That's the second luchas, second Beis Hamikdash. The third Beis Hamikdash in Mitzvah Shem will be Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, will be everything being brought back together. We'll understand that also when we finish this piece here from Absalted. But this is the first Inyan. Eila HaDvarim, the Kain is saying, is a special Sefer, because it's different from the other four Chumashim, because it's the beginning of the transition into that world of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Klai Yisrael's initiative. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking as a human being, not just Vaidabash or Moshe Leimer, that what? That the Baruch Shalom is saying something, Moshe Rabbeinu was just a scribe writing it down. But now Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, he's using the word ani. Right? That's the first thing. That's a very big yesite. Number two, Babez. Nidrish Eilat Vamash Al Divrei Teichachais. We know this from Rashi. That's the whole Arichas and Rashi being the Parsha. That what? That these words that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking at the beginning of the Sefer, these are words of admonishing. He's admonishing. It's words of he hit it in a nice way. But Moshe Rabbeinu is rebuking Klai Yisrael. Musa, Teichach. Ushneim nechlolim b'lo shnei l'hadvorim. He says, really, the Kain says these are one and the same. And he explains, in other words, Torah Shebaal Peh, right? This Dvarim is the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. And rebuke, Musa, really it's one and the same. What does that mean? So he explains the following. He says, they say in the name of the Holy Jew, the Yid HaKadosh, from Pshischa. What? Shiloma b'chol yoim eizah psukim misefa mishna Torah shomar shulayla sefa Musa. That the Yid HaKadosh every day will learn some psukim from Dvarim, someplace in Sefer Dvarim. Why? Because he said that Sefer Dvarim is the best Musa Sefer. That's what the Yid HaKadosh said. And when you have words like that, that are a minig that come out from a tzaddik like the Yid HaKadosh, who, as you know, was a goyin, a kadosh, noyev ha'ayim, and he said such a thing, so the Kohen is taking it very seriously. What did the Yid mean, the Yid HaKadosh mean, when he said that the best Musa Sefer is Sefer Dvarim, and every day he read some psukim from Sefer Dvarim? He says, Umaza davke Sefer Dvarim, the Kohen asks. Hallo yesh kama sefer Musa, learn Reishis Chachim, learn Chavis HaLevavis. We're not missing good Musa Svarim. Why is he learning Sefer Dvarim from Musa? So he says a half a dicker thing. Ach api ma shekosev atanya. Ha-hevdel ben teichochas shaloim di mitecha svarim u ben ma sheshoim di mipi ha-mechia chai. As the Balatani explained, that there's a very big difference when you read something in a Musa Sefer, when you read rebuke, Musa, in a Sefer, or when you hear somebody who's standing there in front of your eyes and he's giving it to you, right? Like we can read something in one of the Chavos Chaim Svarim, we can learn something like there's a certain rabbi that he said over a ma'isa from the Chofetz Chaim. It's a ma'isa yidua that there was a certain Jew that it was a Mechal Shabbos, and he went to the Chofetz Chaim and he came out being Shomer Shabbos. It's a famous ma'isa, and he years later in America somebody asked him, and he was Shomer Shabbos his entire life. Somebody asked him, what did the Chofetz Chaim tell you? So he said that he put his hand on me and he cried. And some tears went onto my hand, and all he said was Shabbos. Shabbos. Now, that's what the Chofetz Chaim said. So, there was a rabbi, Nishma Lunzer, who said, before he heard this old man say that what the Chofetz Chaim said, but he had heard there was already a Messiah that there was a Mechal Shabbos when the Chofetz Chaim came out 2 minutes later with Shomer Shabbos. And this rabbi said, if only I knew what the Chofetz Chaim told him. And we would say to him, you shaita. If you knew what the Chofetz Chaim, you think the Chofetz Chaim gave a fancier drasha than you could give. And if you would know what the Chofetz Chaim said, you would say to our generation, you'd get up at your pulpit, and you'd make a speech, and then everybody would be Shomer Shabbos. Shaita. You're not the Chofetz Chaim. When the Chofetz Chaim said Shabbos, my Rebbe told me that he remembers when the Chofetz Chaim came to Grodno. And the Chofetz Chaim came to Grodno, and he remembers the Chofetz Chaim's hat came onto his nose. Why? Because he remembers the Chofetz Chaim used to wear that cap, and he used to stuff it with papers, because he didn't want to get a new hat. He said, it's a good hat. It was nice, had it all the years. Why should I get a new hat? So Shabbos, he wouldn't put papers inside, right? He wouldn't stuff it, because when he got old, the head shrunk. So the hat was coming down like this. What did they want from the Chofetz Chaim? They asked him to come there, and even though he was a Zuckin Muflug, he came to Grodno because there were real problems with its knees. With the women, you know, things were getting out of hand. When they say that in Europe everything was fine, it's not, anybody that was there will tell you, it was not like that. So what happened? So he remembers, he said, that the Chofetz Chaim, they put him up on a little box, and he stood by the thing with his hat on his nose, and he was trying to push it a little bit, and it was too hard for him to even move his arms. And all he did was, he was saying, Heilige Yiddish Etechtum. Sneers. And he started to cry. So my Rebbe said, that for 2 months there wasn't a girl in Grodno that would be caught with a boy on the street, or that it wasn't covering herself with a shawl. He said, after a few months, if any of us. But that's not bad. That's not bad. And he said, the Chofetz Chaim didn't say Torah. It was the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim stood there and said it. Shabbos. Well, we don't have any. Shabbos. And the Chofetz Chaim said Shabbos, that word Shabbos. So we can give drushes hand in hand, talk all the fanciest Torahs and say from the Gisvari on Shabbos, and the people that hear it, they say it's interesting. But when the Chofetz Chaim said Shabbos, it's a different thing. So the Tanya said, you can't compare reading from a Musa Sefer to seeing the Mechiach Chai, alive. Yeah? And so when Masha Shemi Pi Mechiach Chai, Shebishas HaDibur, Yoitze Mehalei, the difference is the heart. That's the Chofetz Chaim. When the living Tzadik is standing there, then it's Dvar HaYoitze Mehalei. It's not a piece of paper. It's not coming out of a paper. It's coming out of a heart. When something came from the Chofetz Chaim's heart, you couldn't go on. Okay, listen. Okay, yeah. Vaydezen nichnas. Listen. Veloshin eila hadvarim. The Kain explains that veloshin eila hadvarim who kamay loshin zehadaver, like by Matas, who kamay loshin zehadaver. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know that his nevuah is unique. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say, this is the matter. This is not Koyam HaShem, it's Zehadover. Rak Shom B'loshin Yochid, V'kan B'loshin Rabim. Zehadover is the Yochid, is the, of what? Of Eil HaDvarim. But the idea is the same. That Moshe Rabbeinu alone was on that Madreg of Nevuah, that he was able to say Zehadover, or was able to say in Chumash regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, Eil HaDvarim. Now, V'amanu Almat, now he's going to explain. Listen. V'amanu Almat She'isa B'Sifri, says in the Sifri, the Moshe Rabbeinu's Navu is different from every other Navu because he's able to say Zehadav. Hainu. What does that mean? What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is able to say Zehadas is thus? Zehadav. Hainu. Shebishah she'omer Moshe Rabbeinu l'shom zayis. When he would say Navuah, Hoya Zehadav oz yoitz mi pia kadosh baruch. When Moshe Rabbeinu would speak, it was mamish coming out from the Rabbeinu Shalom's mouth. Kivyachol. It was Moshe Rabbeinu was a shofar. He was a shofar. And the Rebbe Shlomo was blowing
Nevuah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a conduit for the words of Hashem. That's all. He was a kli, and the Rabbeinu Shalom's the Rabbeinu Shalom's words were passing through Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was had no rutzen of his own. You know, with us it wouldn't work that way, because Moshe Rabbeinu, even if the Rabbeinu Shalom would say something to us, by the time it would come out, you know, like Lahavdil, they have their game. What's it called? Telephone. You know, like you say one thing to one guy, and by the time it gets to the end of the table, it's altogether a different parasha, right? If the Rabbeinu Shalom would say something to us, by the time it gets to the end of the table, it would already be a different maaser. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was so had no ego of his own. Moshe Rabbeinu was there was nothing except what the rustin to do the Dvar Hashem. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was purely a conduit for the Dvar Hashem. You see, you can't conduct the Rabbeinu Shalom's electricity if you have your own thing going on. Right? It's not then it's the Rabbeinu Shalom and it's you. But Moshe Rabbeinu made himself into a perfect kli. That's why it could only be Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's the Anav Mikol Adam, because he was the most humble on the earth. I once explained this, and it says in the Chabad Sorum such a thing that, you know, when you go, you could hear from all these different people Musa, and you could read in the Sorum and hear all these different things. But when you walk, if you ever had the opportunity to walk into a big tzaddik, so the tzaddik could tell you something like for 30 seconds, and you walk out and you want to change your whole life. You want to change your whole life. I remember I was zeicha, like I was by the Satmar Rav, you know, before he was nifter, and I was zeicha to being by the Lubavitch. You know, you walked out, you know. So the psalmist said something to me, like a word. So it was the same thing my father and my rebbe were telling me for all the years, you know. But he said to me like this. And then I walked, I said, you know, I got to be different. I have to change. Why is that? Because the tzaddik has no rutzen of his own. When you're standing next to the tzaddik, really, that's the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not Chalil Adam. But it's the Rebbeinu Shalom, because he's not saying anything of his own. It's not I think. When the tzaddik is talking, it's the Rebbeinu Shalom talking to you, because there's no I that's in between. There's no I that's in the way. So therefore, you can have a tremendous hisayrus, because you feel that you're facing the Dvar Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, there was no ichal, like you have, you know, guys in yeshivas. You know, sometimes you even hear something in Samagat Shir. You know, Rashi holds different from me. These lashonis that are unbelievable. That are unbelievable, that the tzaddikim never spoke in such a way. It's only the little heintike you have, like some of these little Rosh Yeshiva lach. But the gedolim never spoken with such a lashon. You hear from Rav Moshe to talk on Rishonim in such a way. I mean, who would ever hear such a lashon? But this is I hold, and Rashi holds, you know. I hold like this, and the Rav Moshe holds like that. So machloik is between me and the Rav Moshe, you know what I mean? So it's ridiculous. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't shy of such a thing. So therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. It was the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking through him. That's what he says. That when Moshe, when he was talking, the Shechinah was talking from his throat, from within his throat. When it came to other Nevi'im, so Rebbeinu Shalom would say to the Navi such a thing, the Navi would go, and he would either write it down, he would transcribe it, or he would say over what he heard from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not that he opened his mouth like and it was a shayf from the Rebbeinu Shalom spoke through him. The Rebbeinu Shalom told him something, and he would go and tell the Olam. V'chein kan. No, let's see. Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim is not. Because there it says, mi pi atzmei amran. So, that's the Rebbeinu Shalom saying it through Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying those things. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu spoke like the Ramban talks about in his Hakdom to Chumash. Look, it's very important, the Ramban's Hakdom. So how come it doesn't say at the beginning of Chumash, by Darba Shalom Moshe Leimer, Darba Bnei Yisrael Amat Aleihem Breishes Bar Lekim Shemayim Asaris, right? Right? Because the whole thing is being, and the Torah tells about Moshe Rabbeinu as if he's not saying it. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu being born. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu saying all of that, about how he was born, right? It's all Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's important to look at the Ramban's Hakdom to Chumash to get a clear picture of that whole Seder. So he says like this. So he says, now, Sefer Dvarim is the beginning of something unusual. Something is changing. All of a sudden, what's from Moshe Rabbeinu until now, only as it was in the way of Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu just with his mouth open and the Shechina coming out. But now Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Eichas Lavadi. No, look at the Pesukim. The Nusach is not the Nusach of Sefer Dvarim. You will not find anywhere in the four chumashim the nusach. We don't have time to go through it right now, but if you look, the nusach is not the nusach of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. It's recording that Moshe Rabbeinu said that, but it's not saying it. It's saying that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said, but here it's himself speaking. So he says, "Shnumber loshen koyam Hashem." Yeah, v'chein kan over here in Sefer Dvarim. Moira gam ken aloshen elahadvarim asher dibra Moshe. It's beginning, but it's introducing the sefer by saying elahadvarim asher dibra Moshe. Chazal say that now his loshen was nisrape, right? So elahadvarim asher dibra Moshe. Shezehu akoyach bedivrei Mishnah Torah. Now, why did the Yid HaKadosh? So you ask right away. What do you mean? It's not a living. He's not alive. So what kind of a Musa is the Yid HaKadosh? Why did he get bigger Musa from here than any other svarim, right? So Tanya says, because here, when you have the Baal Musa who's Chai, it's not the same thing as just an Alta Maisa. So listen what the Kohen said. Shezehu HaKoyach B'divrei Mishnah Torah. This is the Koyach that the Yid HaKadosh felt when he read Mishnah Torah. This is the Koyach that Sefer Dvarim has. What? Shemisha Koyre Behem, when you read, of course it's on a piece of paper, Shemisha Koyre Behem, when you read Mishnah Torah, Hu kishamea ata is as if you are now hearing mipi Moshe. You are now hearing Moshe Rabbeinu himself speak. Vehein hein, and this is the meaning of Eila hadvarim. What? These are the same words. Hein hein. You are now hearing him talk to you. Asher Moshe doiver ata b'fi hakoyre. He is now reading it. In other words, when you're saying these words, it's Moshe Rabbeinu who is saying the words in your mouth. V'divrei Moshe heim zeh hadavar shetziva Hashem kenal. Uksiv. And it's written, Ki yedvar yashayetzi mipi. The Baruch Shalom says that when words come from out of my mouth, lo yoshev elai reikam, you're going to do tshuva. It'll affect you. It'll change you. Rak nichnes lelev upoyel betach. Which means, when you hear somebody saying over something in the Baruch Shalom's name, maybe you'll be chayzer b'tshuva, maybe you won't be chayzer b'tshuva. Maybe it'll have that effect upon you, maybe it won't. Why? Because you feel as chashon and al t'maisa, you don't feel as a davar hayoytzim and halev. It was transcribed, it was heard, and then someone said, like a klisheni, we got it. But Moshe Rabbeinu, now, that's why Dvarim is different. At first, for the first four books of Chumash, so Moshe Rabbeinu was a shofar. Moshe Rabbeinu was just a shofar, and when Moshe Rabbeinu opened his mouth up, so the Shechina would speak. But you know the problem with that? That's beautiful. There's nothing like that in the world, but you know there is a problem. The problem is that for human beings like us, we feel very, very far from it. We don't feel like any bechal, a shaykh is to that. It's so beyond that. That's what the Maral was talking about, that the first luchos were able to be broken. Because why? The first luchos, how could they be broken? Because because the first luchos are not comfortable in this world. The second luchos that come from man, meaning man's rotzen, right? Klai Yisrael's rotzen was the second luchos. Okay? The second luchos have a kiyum. Why do the second luchos have a kiyum? Because it's karv lahanoisin. We're going back to the morale. You understand? It's part of our world. If someone like, you know, you can have like a person who's a big tzaddik, and he has these big hasagas. But your child being in his class might not necessarily make him into a good Jew. Because your kid feels, I don't have any shachas done. But if he's somebody that can maybe go out and play some ball with the guys and talk to them in learning, maybe your kid will come out a better Jew. It's hard to say, right? It's hard to say. So the chilik is, the first four, lahavdol, alfalfavdol, the first four svarim in Chumash, that's a shayfer, Moshe Rabbeinu is a shayfer, but it's the Baruch Shalom talking. And the same way when we heard the Baruch Shalom talk by Har Sinai, we felt, we can't do it. Moshe, you talk to us, right? We can't hear the Devar Hashem directly. So fine. So the first four chumashim, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's voice, whatever that means, is being transmitted through this radio that's called Moshe Rabbeinu, right? This transmitter. But it's the Dvar Hashem. But still, in terms of us feeling the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem's heart through Moshe Rabbeinu, we couldn't feel that the same way in the first four chumashim, because it's only in Sefer Dvarim where the Rebbeinu Shlomo says like this. Now, for the first time, we find two separate beings. We find A, Kivyachal, the Rebbeinu Shalom, and a human being. Who? Moshe Rabbeinu. Now they're beginning to part from each other, right? It's Torah Shebal Peh. They're beginning to part. Now, until now, it was just the Rebbeinu Shalom. Just the Rebbeinu Shalom. Moshe, you talk to us. Moshe, you talk to us. It's too much for us. We can't hear it. Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer Dvarim, there begins to be this division, where now there's the Rabbanu Shlom, and Eilat Dvar Moshe Dibur Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is now speaking, Eicha Esa Levadi, Vo Eschan El Hashem Be'Esei Leimah, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. So now we have a possibility of hearing this in a way that we couldn't hear the Rabbanu Shlom talk to us in a way of Dvar HaYotzim and HaLev by the first four Chumashim. Because here Moshe Rabbeinu is connecting to the Mekabel. It's like, compared to the... Of course he's not alive, it's a piece of paper, we're reading Chumash. But compared to the first four Svarim, we now have Moshe Rabbeinu as a human being, of flesh and blood. Not just the Dvar Hashem coming into the world without a human being who can say, listen to me, Kindlach. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is standing in front of us. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to us. Moshe Rabbeinu is with us in such a way that it's like, therefore it has that quality of Dvar HaYotzi Mipiv. That if you hear the Baruch Shalom talking to you directly, you're not going to come back without doing tshuva. Like the rain, like it says there in Navi, like the rain has it say in the, you know, Kim Halida, Vitzmicha, right? That it's going to bear fruit. What does it say after that? Ashechafat. So, in other words, if you hear directly from me, the Baruch Shalom says, you're going to see, you're going to change. Right? Like the rain that goes right, it's going to change. So the Yid HaKadosh, when he wanted to be changed, when he wanted Musar, every day he would look at the Sefer Dvarim. He would look at the Sefer Dvarim. The Baruch Shalom is talking to me, but it's not just in a way that I can't hear. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, the Baal Musar, the biggest Baal Musar that ever lived, is Mamash talking to me today, this minute. That's why there's a difference between the Musar, the Divrei Teichocha, is because, he says, they're both one and the same. It's the beginning of Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's why it's the most effective Musar. Because it's the beginning of Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? Because it's the beginning. You know that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, we spoke about this once before, you go to the Kvaris, you're standing in Tzvas, you go there, they tell you the Arizal, you know, Imamish, you start shaking, Beis Yosef, right? The Ramak, the Lachadoidi, you know, and then someone tells you there's a Kabbalah over there, it's Hoshea Navi. Even though the Arizal didn't hold those, by the way, that's Hoshea Navi. But so the Hoshea Navi, you don't find candles over there, you don't find there's a big, right? You don't find by Hoshea, it's a Navi. It's a Navi. Chavakuk HaNavi, have you ever been to his kever? I was Baruch Hashem last year by the scene of Chavakuk HaNavi. You know? Yeah? Chavakuk HaNavi. You don't even know there's a scene, right? Can you imagine? A Navi. So there you'll find once in a while a guy comes, you know, a person will come over, one person, two people. But when you go, if you go to Erechaim HaKadosh, or you could slip out to the Ukraine, love to go to Berdichev, to go to Mezhbiz, right? Why? Because what do I listen? I don't know a Navi. I don't have a Shaychus to a Navi. It's like beyond my. I can't. It's so much beyond the Makabel. I can't. But not that Arizal is you know, Arizal is not like one of our Chaverim either. Yeah, that's no one knows Moshe Rabbeinu Bechlal. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu was behind that veil. Right, so Aaron Cohen was closer to the people, but for people like us, if someone tells it over here in this place is buried, this tzaddik, you feel, wow. But someone tells you there's Chavak Hanavi, you're not even sure you're going to tell the guy to pull over the taxi to go take a say capital to him. Chavak Hanavi, tzaddik Yomanasi Yichy Hanavi. Okay, that's also true, but and that's part of it too. That's part of it too. It's very, very hard to make Torah Shabbat anybody that's ever taught. My wife tells me this all the time, because my wife has been teaching Navi for many, many years to very good students, girls in the 12th grade. And she says, the hardest thing to do is to teach Yeshayah and Yirmiyah. How do you make that, you know, to make it interesting to learn Navi? I mean, and if you're learning Navi Mishanim, it sounds like this one killed this one, this one killed this one, this killed this king took over, he killed him, he killed that one. And how do you, but when you learn Gemara's Gishmak, right? Torah Shebaal Peh, there we feel a Gishmak. Because that's already Kerv El HaMakabel. He's talking to us. Understand? It's already, it's Karvel HaMakabel. So he says, that's why the Musar, it could begin with Mishnah Torah, the Musar. And Torah Shavuot, so he says like this.
This is
in Dvarim. Right. The end of Dvarim. It's the end of Dvarim. Because that's Karvel HaChadav HaMa'ayid is Befichem Levavcha, which is true, the Ramban says that's the Mitzvah Dvarim, I'm true. That's because that Mamish, that's mamish. Now you're talking to me. Loi b'shamayim, he. That's right. Now you're talking to me. Until now, I mean, I heard all these interesting stories, I don't know. But now, he says, now he comes back to Mashiach, to Tzion, to Yerushalayim. So he says this pasuk is talking about both the Torah Sheba'al Peh and the Tzaddik giving us a rebuke. What? We spoke about this 2 weeks ago. Come on, the next slide. Chazal say that which gives the Jewish people, that changes the darkness into light, is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Ruh or Godel. Or shenivra b'yom rishon shegunze kadosh baruch la mole teresh shabal peh. That's beferish and chazal. The ones who change darkness into light are called the talmidei chachamim of teresh shabal peh, who change the darkness into light. What does it mean? On a simple level, we don't know what it means in the Torah when it says v'zavachta kashet tzivisich. What does it mean v'zavachta? Oh, so then they came along and says mesecta cholim. You're a day, and now I know what you're talking about. Hadashach. But when you look at the teresh shabal chazal, it's choishach. I don't know what he's talking about. What does it mean v'zavachta? The kosev l'sefer krisis. No. I don't know what that means, Sefer Krisis. So it's Masechta Gittin and Eben Hezer. We don't know what it means. It's Torah Sheba'al Peh, they change the darkness into light. V'chein nidrish b'machashakim ha'yishivani, which we're going to say now in Eicha, zeh Talmud shel Bovel. Right, the Talmud of Bovel. Sheh Torah Sheba'al Peh hu b'chines toledat tikets, the ancient Tal. Tizak et Tal imrosi, sheh zoichim lahitzi or harishim itoich ha'choshach davke. That the Chachamim of Torah Sheba'al Peh had the ability to draw out from the darkness of Golis and from the darkness of Torah Sheba'al Chasav, that's beyond man's grip, beyond the normal human being's grasp, the Chachamim are able to take the light out of the darkness. That's the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the second thing is what? So that's the promise what's going to be with Mashiach, that what? That Yerushalayim is the seat of Torah Sheba'al Peh, even though, of course, it's Talmud Bavli, but the Sanhedrin and the whole state of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Right? That's only where? In Tzion, in Yerushalayim, in the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas HaGozes, the return of the light of Torah to Yerushalayim, its place. And the biggest Musar comes what? Akoshim Lamisha, to take that which is crooked and straighten it out, which is Musar, right? That's Sefer Dvarim, which is the Teichacha, that's at the beginning, the Moshe is telling us off. How do you change that which is crooked and make it straight? Heim Divre Teichacha, Shem L'yasher Leiv Ha'okim. What's the point of Musar? To admonish, to rebuke us, to take the crooked heart and to straighten it out. Mesilas Yesharim, to make it into a straight path. K'may Shomer B'Gemar, Le'nivru Ra'am. Gemara says in Brachas, why did the Rebbe Yisrael make such a frightening thing like thunder and lightning? Why? To straighten out the crookedness of the heart. That's when you hear Chavetz Chaim saying Shabbos. It straightens out the crookedness of the heart. Shnema v'lekim osa sheyir melefon. The Rebbe Yisrael made things in this world to straighten out our crooked hearts. Thunder straightens out the heart. You remember there's a Rebbe Yisrael fears developed. V'zeo gam ken al yidei Torah Sheba'al Peh. What straightens out the heart? Not Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav. In every motel room there's a Bible in the drawer. That straightens out mankind's hearts. Takir. Every shoyte, every idiot, every poet, every philosopher can make Torah Shebichsav into anything he wants. That's not going to, the Torah Sheba'al Peh is not going to straighten out the crooked heart. It's only Torah Sheba'al Peh, which begins, the Hanhaga begins with Eilah HaDvarim. Right? V'zeo gam tenei Torah Sheba'al Peh. Shu harav chochma shabola sakin harav kas. That's the Rav Chochma, Torah Sheba'al Peh, that comes to bring, to correct the Rav Kas, which means our avarice, our mistakes that we make in our lives. Had we not sinned, the Gemara says, it would have been enough for us to have the Chumash. Right? Torah Shebichsav. Had we not sinned. Because then we would have heard what? Nevuah, Dvar Hashem, would have been fine. But once the heart becomes crooked, once there's already this whole problem of what? The Chet Egel, and there's a problem of the crookedness of the heart, then we already need Torah Sheba'al Peh. Then you need another human being who says, listen, I was here, I went through it, you could do it too. I made a mistake, you made a mistake, I fixed my life, you could correct your life too. Right? like the word from Baal Shem HaKadosh, that who could be Maisi somebody? Lidei Chavosa, only who's Chayiv Baisadavah. Right? If you're not Chayiv and Shaif, you can't be Maisi somebody. If you're not Chayiv Megill, you can't be Maisi, only the one who's Chayiv Baisadavah. So Baal Shem HaKadosh says that Chayiv is Lush, is the opposite of Zakai. Chayiv doesn't only mean obligated, it means what? You're Chayiv, you're guilty. Only somebody who's chayiv can be maisi, somebody can take another Jew out of his aveiros. He could take him out from his aveiros, right? Like the lotion of being chai, of being guilty, like the lotion of the Gemara. So he says, yeah. Doesn't have to. Vizel or is there rule of tzaddik? And yeah, doesn't have to. Vizel or is there rule of tzaddik? Vizel or is there rule of tzaddik? What? Shuhu harav chachma, the tzaddik. Ba'alze amru tzaddikim lo erish. The tzaddik mafia by the tzaddik means the tzaddikim of Tarish Valpeh. What? Shel tzaddik mafia by Hashem is baruch me'or harishin. That the tzaddik is within the tzaddik is shining that light of creation, of the Baruch Shalom's will. Therefore, you don't know what to do, and you go to a tzaddik, and the tzaddik could tell you who you are, what you have to do. The kevin shezoich l'oraz memeila or tzaddiki misamach. Shezoich liyasher halev, the tzaddik can straighten your heart. He has that light. Mikol v'kol, as yisharim l'simcha liyishrei lev simcha, d'chsiv liyishrei lev simcha. Therefore, the biggest simcha is being in the presence of a tzaddik. When you're in the presence of a tzaddik, your heart becomes straightened and you feel Yishrei Leiv simcha. And that's what it means when it says that which is crooked is going to be straightened. Heim divrei techocha, which the Tanchuma dashens on what? On the first pasuk in Dvarim, which is the techocha, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik rebuking the Jewish people. But it's not just Hashem talking, because we can't hear that. We need someone that's going to talk to us and understand us. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. That's Moshe Rabbeinu beginning this new hanhaga of what's speaking as a person himself. Still, everything Moshe Rabbeinu said was what? Was a Dvar Hashem. And if you say that Moshe Rabbeinu made something up, you're not Bikairis. Everything that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said is a Dvar Hashem. Everything that Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Yochanan Mishloki says is a Dvar Hashem. Mamish. Right? It doesn't mean God, when it says in the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu Piatz my Amran, it doesn't mean Chalila what? Moshe Rabbeinu made this up. But it means that he was now saying it, and it's the Rotzon Hashem, but it's me saying Hashem's Rotzon. That's me, but as a human being. So remember what was the original kasha? The original kasha was that the Kohen asks, what are you saying in the Tanchuma? El Hadvarm, when he's talking over here, is talking about what? El Hadvarm over here is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu talking, Shadiva Moshe. And in Beit Zion, it's El Hadvarm, the Baruch Shalom says, I see similar as after, Mr. Baruch Shalom talking. How could you say it's the same thing? What kind of heck is she making between one's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu talking, and the other's talking about the Baruch Shalom talking? Oh, but now we understand. The whole meaning of Torah Shel Pe is, it looks like a human being that's talking, but it's really the Rabbeinu Shalom. It looks like a human being. Moshe Rabbeinu, Sefer Dvarim, was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a human being. But it's really the Dvar Hashem coming from the Tzaddik. It's really Torah Shel Pe, which is really what? This is Hashem Yisbarach talking, but it's coming in a way that appears to be from someone separate, someone finite, someone human. But really it's the Rotzon Hashem, it's the Dvar Hashem.
Many times they only seem about prayer or something, Dvar Hashem.
So that's something which we could discuss. Just we don't have time now. I don't know that's true that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't. I don't know. Why do you think that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't know that? He didn't say begeda nevuah. Tari lo b'shemayim. And if Rabbi Yehuda would have said that the Rishon told me. Maim Sakharin Shema, we would have said, what are you talking about? Torah Lab Shemaimi. No, he Zecha said it, thinking, using his own intellectual reasoning, right?
And he,
right. Elamai, but we know. But that was a decision to transcribe it. Yeah, okay, you know what? Ali, regardless. Whether the tzaddik knows it or doesn't know it. Lamaisa. That's how it comes out. Lamaisa, that's how it comes out. That what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was saying was the Dvar Hashem. Whether he knew it, he didn't know it, that's what comes out. V'amar asisim v'le'azavtim. And therefore, even though the Baruch Hashem was talking, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu. So how can you compare the two? It's one and the same. Sheb'emes Hashem is Baruch Eisa Shneim. Sha'atari Shabbat Peh, heim divrei l'kim chayim. The Torah Shabbat Peh is the divrei l'kim chayim. It's just you think it's the person that's talking. It's Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Akiva. It's me. The Baruch Hashem's talking, just like Sefer Dvarim. You think it's Moshe Rabbeinu making his own speeches? Nah, that's me. I am not blowing the shayf anymore, but it's me. V'chein hadivrei teichecha, the rebuke. Heim dvaraya sheyetzim ipi. It's my words. Therefore, we feel the Baal Musa standing. We feel the Baruch Hashem telling us off in Sefer Dvarim. V'lo yoshev leirekam ki imasar v'chulu. That which is crooked is now straightened. Well, the Shabbos, Reb Tzadok always puts in something about Shabbos. Shabbos, every Jew comes to a higher madrega, v'daber dover. But says that even in Amoritz, and Shabbos is afraid to tell a lie. It's put in Yerushalmi. That in Amoritz, even in Amoritz wouldn't lie in Shabbos. It's halachin, in Demai, right? Even in Yerushalmi. That even in Amoritz wouldn't lie in Shabbos. Why? Because the fear of Shabbos is upon him. That means, v'daber dover. Listen, there is Musa. I mean, v'daber dover means that when you're talking on Shabbos, every Jew, v'daber dover on Shabbos, if his heart's in the right place and he wants, then the words that he says, divrei Hashem, they would tzaddikim that on Shabbos only spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Michas Elazar did not speak Yiddish on Shabbos. He spoke Lashon HaKodesh on Shabbos. It's like a bechina of something's going on, something's happening. That when you speak on Shabbos, the Pi Hashem. Therefore, there is no the most powerful day of the week for Torah Shabbat Peh is Shabbos. You can't write on Shabbos. It has to be Torah Shabbat Peh. The most powerful day of the week for Torah Shabbat, all the Kiddushim Torah Shabbat Peh is Dik on Shabbos. Chmeishom v'zoyah called this says in the Zohar. The Yom Hashvi is what the Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the seventh day, which is Malchus, which is the seventh Sefer. We come back to the beginning, which is the seventh Sefer of Chumash, which is what? Which means Torah Shabbat Peh, which means the Baruch Shalom connecting to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zoychen l'yashar akmum yishabalev v'al yidei zeh u'li yishrei leiv simcha. And through this, a person can experience the simcha of Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, the crooked heart can be straightened. During the week, you think this, you think that, your boss is this, your boss is king, this one's in charge, that. Shabbos is l'yishrei leiv simcha, the simcha of Torah Shabbat Peh. It's the simcha of the Baruch Shalom himself standing in front of you and telling you that you're a Jew. And that, therefore, the simcha of Shabbos is the simcha of l'yishrei leiv, that only a person who is miyasher the leiv can feel that simcha. And zecher Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos Shabbos, is that bechina of what? Or zeruah latzadik, l'yishrei leiv simcha, right? Or zeruah latzadik, l'yishrei leiv simcha. Which is Akiva, right? L'yishrei leiv simcha, that yashrus haleiv, which one can feel when, like Kol Nidre. You won't find the biggest schmoozes from shul. You'll never, can you imagine, go up to one of these guys, grab one of the guys on Shabbos, should be that no one should leave. But let's say you see one of these big talkers on Shabbos, in shul. Go over to him, a guy talks during the week, talks on Shabbos, take him, go over to him, go to where he davens Kol Nidre, and right when it's Kol Nidre, go over to him and say, Yankel, did you hear what, and he'll say, he'll look at you like your mom is a shagas. He'll say, what are you, crazy? What are you doing? It's Kol Nidre. He says, whoa, 1 second, I mean, I sat next to you for 40 years in shul, I couldn't daven Shabbos, you didn't stop talking. Go over to him by Nila when they're saying, Hashem Ulukim, and say, go over to him and talk to him about, you know, how he's extending his kitchen. Hashem Ulukim, he'll hit you. Hashem Ulukim. What's the matter? Because the rest of the year, something is missing in the Yishrei Leiv, the Yashus HaLeiv is not there. If it would be Yishrei Leiv, then what's the shailas v'daber dover? All a Jew would do on Shabbos would be like the tzaddikim. On Shabbos, they're careful to only say words of Torah, to say smiris and shiris and tishbachas, not to say anything, but that's chol. V'daber dover mamish. Dvarish ha'yetzim mipi. Mamish mipi. When you're talking on Shabbos, it's the Dvar Hashem. Unless you choose to be makalka. Chalila. That's why the words that a parent shares with children on Shabbos is so effective. And all the Azharis of the Zohar Kodesh, God forbid, you shouldn't be angry on Shabbos. You shouldn't, there's such a Yetzirah on Shabbos to get into arguments at the table and to yell, the kid comes in this that way. You have to be so careful Shabbos. The Zohar Darshan's on what? On Kaas, on anger. Because when you're talking Shabbos, you're defiling the Dvar Hashem. It's like the Dvar Hashem is trying to talk through you, and you want to say something different. If you'd be saying over Shtikal Torah, or Chazrin Gemara, or singing his mirrors, or saying a nice word to your wife or to the kids, that's the Dvar Hashem Mamash. You chose to say something stupid. You chose to talk about a ball game. You chose to talk about the stock market. No. That's a choice that's a devastating choice. It's a destructive choice.
the Rebbeinu Shlomo should help us, that we're beginning Mishneh Torah, that we should be able to feel something of the truth of what the Kohen is saying over here, and to read and to learn the whole Sefer, to taste a little bit of what the Yid HaKadosh would feel when he would learn, and when he would learn Sefer Torah. We should be zeichim et Hashem, we should be zeichim to have Nevuah again, but with Mashiach, with the third base of Mikdash, is going to be that Mizug of Kol Bachureichem, that all Yidden are going to have Chazyoin. It's not just Yidden, it's Bachurim, Bachureichem, Bachurim are going to have, everybody's going to have Chazyoin, it's Nevuahs, and together with the Chochmah of Torah Shebal Peh, which will be the final tikkun, we should be zeichet to see it in Karvi, Amen, Amen, Amen.